Among those scheduled to join Vinny and Cook will be Kent Tekulve, Neil Huntington, and Frank Coonley, all before noon.
How about that?
Yeah.
Big time show.
It really is. Plus Vinny and Cook.
A lot of how are yous.
The Penguins play the Islanders tomorrow night in New York. Most guys took advantage of yesterday's optional practice. Just 9 players took to the ice, including Sidney Crosby. He was the first one on and the last one off. And the defense presented its case yesterday in the Barry Bonds perjury trial. It took 1 minute.
They didn't do
it. That's all they did. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what they said.
I think they just talked about how big his head was and how big it is now.
Flaxseed.
With updates every 20 minutes, I'm Jim Colony on Pittsburgh Sports Radio, KDKA-FM.
It's opening day 2011, the home opener for the Pittsburgh Pirates. You just heard Jim detail what we're going to have going on live from Mullins right across from PNC Park. Vinny and Cook, and they have a ton of guests. So we go out to our Rivertown hotline to welcome in one of our own, and that, of course, is Steve Blass, former Pirate pitcher, current broadcaster, and World Series champion. And Steve, can you believe it's 40 years ago, that 1971 season?
Well, yeah, I can remember that. Sometimes it seems like a half an hour ago. Sometimes it seems like 40 years ago. But today I'm thinking about opening day because it's the official start of summer. Forget about spring. There's two seasons in the world. There's the winter, and then there's summer. And then now it's baseball. It's baseball time. Summer starts officially in Pittsburgh today.
Steve, Paul Alexander, how are you?
I'm doing good, Paul. Doing good.
Steve,
ready to go.
Steve, obviously, starting pitching is such a key, and we've seen so far, if you get it, you win, or at least you have a chance to, and if you don't, you can't.
It's real simple. We've been talking about it all winter. Everybody talks to you in the wintertime, how the Pirates going to be, I said they would be better if their starting pitching is better. You know, you can talk about all the other aspects, the hitting, running, throwing, defense, front end of the bullpen, back end of the bullpen, but the starting pitching is the engine, and if the engine fails, your whole car doesn't run. And so far the starting pitching has been terrific, especially when you compare it with the lack of offense. I mean, we haven't been hitting the ball much at all, but again, the starting pitching can bail you out. So so far so good.
Steve, Charlie Morton looked just completely different, just his makeup, just his demeanor on the mound this year than he did last year. Does a new pitching coach make that much difference in terms of just basic, you know, psychology?
Well, you wonder what kind of project Ray Surridge had in mind when it came to spring training, or even during the winter, talking to Charlie and trying to emphasize what he needs to do. And it's the same Charlie throwing the ball hard, but he's keeping the ball down. So I'm assuming that they talked about keeping the ball downstairs, as simple as that. Now, Charlie doesn't look to me completely different. He looks more effective because he's keeping the ball down, but he can't walk 5 guys. He just cannot do that. And that was part of his big problem last year, nibbling. But I was proud of Charlie because he got out of some jams. And you can get out of some jams 2 ways, by striking people out, and Charlie's not going to be that kind of guy. But you can get out of jams by keeping the ball downstairs and getting ground balls. So I was really happy. He got some real big outs. I was wondering what he was going to do, because that's an interesting arena in St. Louis. You got Albert there. You got the Sea of Red. You got the whole St. Louis atmosphere and tradition. And I thought Charlie did a terrific job. I was very proud of him getting the outs when he needed to. He needs to tidy up his control, because nobody can pitch behind in the count all the time. But so far, so good. And he throws 94, 95. That's why we always raved about his stuff. But now that he's keeping his stuff downstairs, that 94 and 95 moves all over the place, and now he looks like a different pitcher. So pitching coach, give him the idea, map out what you need to do and try to work with you that way, but it's still Charlie out there turning the ball loose.
Talking to Steve Blass in the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Am I foolish to get a little bit excited about this bullpen? Because, of course, the back end, we know Meek with the All-Star last year, and Hanrahan has looked great. But you take a look at some of these other guys. Crotta's looked very good. Varus has given you some reasons to be encouraged. And Jeff Carson's, of course, just goes out there and pitches. And I've always liked what I've seen out of him. The bullpen's shaping up to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all right to be excited. We just hope that we're going to be excited in June and July and August, too. But, yeah, it looks like a pretty good mix. You got to make sure – well, you don't have to make sure, but people say you have to make sure. But a left-hander, you can have come in for a spot situation. Mike Carrotta, a neat story. A young man making his debut and coming in there and looking like a professional in Chicago. That was kind of neat to see because you know what's going inside. There's an avalanche going on inside when you make that first appearance. But, it looks like a good package that you can go into. I love the fact that Evan Meek, who I think is fearless, came back yesterday and pitched a nice, tidy eighth inning after getting lit up the first time, two times out. I like the mix. There's, again, there's nothing not to like about the pitching so far because it has done the job. The pitching has created this 4-2 record so far.
And Steve, so far so good with Talbot as the leadoff guy and moving Andrew McCutchen down into the three hole. How do you think that's working out so far?
Oh, that's fine. You know, I talked to Clint Hurdle in spring training, and I kind of asked him a question. I knew the answer. I said, Clint, you don't lose much sleep about a batting order, do you? And he said, no, I don't. He said, you know, it's going to be mixed up. If guys can hit, they're going to come up in different situations. You got your leadoff man coming up to lead off once in a ball game. The only advantage, sometimes people will say, well, that leadoff man can maybe hit a fifth time instead of four times. But, you know, the ebb and flow of a ball game brings all these hitters up in different kind of situations. So Clint's happy if he's got good hitters. Where he puts them, I think, is kind of secondary. Now, I'm not a manager, but, you know, last 150 years, you usually put your best hitter in the number three spot, and I think Andrew belongs there.
Steve, you mentioned earlier about Carrotta and the butterflies that were obviously going through him when he made his first appearance. And all these guys, and even the young core guys, they've got enough major league games under their belt. They played in an opener already this season. But is it going to be different today? Is it going to be different playing that home opener for those guys?
Yeah. It'll be exciting. You know, they're going to line up on the field in front of the home crowd. That's always kind of a neat thing. You know, the players will stand there and they'll tell you face-to-face, oh, yeah, we just want to get on the other side opening day and get down to business. But you know what? They love it, too. And you just hope they turn the switch after they line up on the foul line and get ready to play their ball game and don't carry that over. And I don't think they will. But it's exciting. You know, the home opener is great. They used to ask me, what would you rather do, pitch the season opener, even though it might be on the road, or the home opener? And I still say ain't nothing like pitching the first game of the season. So you know, you get that on the books. But it is neat. You know, they're Pittsburgh Pirates and they're playing in Pittsburgh, the home opener. There is indeed something special about that. And don't let them fool you. They'll be fired up.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Steve Blass, former Pirate pitcher and current broadcaster on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Are you impressed with how composed some of these younger guys are at the plate? Neil Walker, Tabata, especially McCutchen, we've seen a ton of him, but it looks like these guys are veteran hitters this early in their career.
Yeah, I mean, they do look comfortable. And, you know, the thing is with the Tabatas and the Walkers and the Alvarez, even Andrew to a certain degree, it's a continuing adjustment process. Now, they're off to a good start. You know, Neil's just, you know, that's like right out of Central Casting, hometown kid. But you want to see, as the at-bats mount up, you want to make sure that they can handle the adjustments that pitchers are going to make after watching video and remembering what they did against them last year. They've been around the block one time, not a full season. So those pitchers are going to adjust. So it's a matter of what these batters do with those adjustments the pitchers are making against them. Now, Neil's off to a great start. What I see watching the first six games is that when opposing pitchers get in a two-strike situation against Neil, many times they're going out of the strike zone with a breaking ball. He's chased a few of them, but he certainly has done enough with the other stuff to get him off to a great start. So we'll see if that's a continuing pattern when they get into two-strike situations against Neil, and we'll see how he handles that, whether he can lay off of that that breaking ball that's out of the strike zone and wait for something better as he goes along. But so far, so good. He's been terrific, and they do look comfortable. And it's so neat to get off to a good start rather than trying to catch up again, even at your bats. Now, if they're 2-4, these hitters are saying, okay, let's get it going. Let's get back to even. And that's a little subconscious thing in your mind. But now they've won a few games. They've had some good at-bats. That's a nice flow because we all know that a relaxed hitter is a better hitter.
Steve, we hear all the time how, you know, pitchers have to have control of the plate. They have to throw inside. Paul Mulholland did that in his first start and was very effective. Why don't guys do that from the get-go? Why wasn't Paul Mulholland for the last 5 years thrown inside?
Well, that's a good question. You got to ask Paul about that. And I'm sure it's come to him. But for a left-hand pitcher to come inside to a right-hand batter, that's almost like breaking scar tissue, because that's the red zone. That's a dangerous area. If you don't miss in further and you miss out over the plate, you get hurt, and you get hurt with a long ball a lot of times. And I don't know why. You know, that's something that you've got to do. Steve Carlton, great, you know, Hall of Famer, was great before he started cutting the fastball inside the right-hand batters. When he started doing that, the lights went out. I mean, nobody hit him. And I talked to Paul his second to the last start before he had an outing down in Florida. And I said, all right, what are you working on today? He said, well, I'm working on cutting that fastball inside on the right-hand batters. And why he hasn't done it before, he's probably tried it before. Maybe he got hurt going in there, not going in far enough. But that was a project that he had in mind during spring training. And we saw it the first start, and you will get hurt every once in a while in there. But you've got to have resolve. You've got to trust it, that it's a good thing, because it keeps them off that sinking fastball down and away, that if you don't cut the ball inside, they'll go out, take that sinker away, and that will become in the middle of their hitting zone rather than out away on the end of the bat where you can get those ground balls. So it's an effective out pitch, but I think it's at least as much or more an effective pitch to keep them off that down and away sinker. The right-hand batters are going to see from Paul that he makes his money from, that he makes his living from.
Steve, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy today.
I will. I certainly will. I always do enjoy opening day.
All right, take care. There goes Steve Blass,
thanks,
former
Steve.
Pirate pitcher, and
Steve.
Of course,
Steve,
the current broadcaster. And I don't think that 71 team, that 79 team, get nearly as much pub as that 60 team. It always seems like they hang on to that. I understand beating the Yankees, a Mazeroski home run, everything that went into that. However,